This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Grant and Danny live from Nats Park. And our guest joins us from an undisclosed location in Northern Virginia. He is the great Joe Beninati. Joe B, the lads were the second best team on ice pretty distantly last night, huh?
An undisclosed location in Northern Virginia. This sounds extremely secretive. I love this. No, the lads were not at their best last night. That was obvious. And in listening to your show this afternoon, you guys and your listeners, you have it all surrounded. And it was right there. It was obvious. It was evident. The thing is that the Caps shouldn't have been surprised by anything that they saw yesterday. And yet still there was the reaction like, whoa, what is this? They've encountered it in the past. And the strangest thing of all is if you talk to other coaches around the league, they'll tell you that both Carolina and Washington try to do the same things. Schematically, they're a lot alike. Last night, one team executed nearly flawlessly, and the other didn't post nearly as well as we might have expected on home ice.
So, Joe, the billion-dollar question then is how much of that, think of this from a Capitals perspective, how much of that is, oh, Caps didn't play that well. How much is Carolina didn't let them play well? How much is that is their influence? Or maybe Washington isn't the main character in this story. How do you balance that?
They influenced, Danny, they being Carolina, they influenced a lot of what went on last night. When you look at it analytically, metrically, the numbers are nowhere near to anybody's liking in D.C. I mean, that was a butt kicking of a 1-1 game.
Yeah.
I've never seen a more lopsided one, I don't think. But you were in the game through the grace of Logan Thompson. And it's not as if Logan had to make 10 bell saves to do it. He had to be extremely sharp to keep you close, to keep you in a 1-0 advantage after two periods. But it was the sheer volume of time, the amount of time spent in your own end, that is troublesome. Now, I fully expect today was mostly in meetings dealing with how do we get out of the zone cleaner? How do we get out of the zone at all? And I fully expect this coaching staff, which I think the world of, and these players to be able to make a countermeasure to what was put on them last night. Now, here's the other thing. Carolina did it beautifully last night. Can they sustain it? Yeah, it's their MO. They're used to it. But at that high of a level, I mean, that was extraordinary what they were doing. And they were doing it to a high caliber quality NHL team. Can you sustain that? Can you do that again and again and again? And if so, you tip your cap and you move on. But I fully expect Washington to be a totally different squad tomorrow. And if not, we've got problems. But I would expect them to be much more ready for what they're going to face. It's not as if they weren't ready for it. They just were overwhelmed by it. Now, okay, guys, here it is. You've seen it. Let's react to it and do it better.
That was as impressive a performance as I can remember watching. I'm not just saying in the playoffs. I mean, period. They had a plan, and I think at about a 99% clip, they went out and did what they wanted to, and they weren't playing the Flyers. I mean, they're playing a really, really good hockey team, and they made them look pretty bad. But to your point, replicating that could be tough, and that's where tomorrow gets interesting on home ice. Joe B., do you think Carbs makes any lineup changes? You know, Radish drew out. The guy that they were tinkering with maybe was Leonard. He had a team high three shots on goal and a breakaway late last night. He couldn't finish. Do you expect any kind of changes at all after a game like that?
Obviously, Grant, we'll find out sooner than later. I'm not inside the mind of Spencer Carberry and Kirk Muller and Mitch Love and Scotty Allen and the entire coaching staff. I know that what you're considering is likely to be the move. If there is a move, you would try to position Protas on a different line up top. You have two options there. Usually it's either with Strom and Ovechkin, or you create that monster line in terms of size and height and weight if you go Protas, Dubois, Wilson. That's a spot for Pro to go. Beauvillier, to me, is your, and I've seen other people use the expression, he's your Swiss Army knife. He can go anywhere from first to fourth, and I like his playoff experience. I like his pace. Obviously, I like his productivity in the first round. So if you're going to make that change and you're going to sit someone, to me, it's repositioning Radish back on that fourth line with Duhaime and Dowd. I love the way those three work together when they are partnered up. And it would take Ryan out. It would take Leonard out, have him sit and watch a little bit. This is, again, you're only so many weeks into a pro career, and now you're in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I don't want to say that he's over his head, but he's learning on the fly, and he's having to learn really quickly. And there are skills that he possesses, namely the speed. It's the speed factor that he brings that keeps him in the lineup right now. Now, I don't know if they're willing to make that move, but to me, and be Radish for Leonard.
So talk me out of this from a hockey standpoint. I know they don't want to put McMichael at center. But to me, and you could tell me I'm wrong, I think Lars Eller pulls the third line down. I think offensively they're getting nothing out of him and haven't in a long time. I believe he had 2 points after the break in February. He had one in his final 15 games. He's had one in these 6 games. And when I've asked people about it around the team, a lot of times they'll say, he's really good defensively. We can't not have his defense, and maybe that's your answer. But is the juice still worth the squeeze there? And what about your best offensive lineup? If you go another game where you're getting 14, 15 shots where Mikey plays center, I know he's been great on the wing, and you just have better skaters everywhere. Because to me, Eller's been their worst player for an extended period of time on offense.
Lars hasn't produced, but the size, the face-off ability, the defensive posture keeps him where he is. And I just hope and wish that he could crack through and feel a sense of relief. There were a lot of players in Washington last night who didn't play very well. Connor McMichael would look in the mirror and say, I wasn't at my best in game one either. There weren't very many Caps who were. And I know what you're saying with regard to McMichael in the middle. I don't know about making that move at this point in time.
Right.
I think they like what they like from a structural standpoint. And again, you have to consider with coaches, it just seems like if you're going to err on one side or the other, they err on the defensive side, and that's magnified in the playoffs. They want to defend as best they can, and the belief is that Lars gives them that ability there in the three spot.
That's Joe Benignati. We're Grant and Danny live at Nats Park here this afternoon. So, Joe, we mentioned this earlier, but I want to get into the how. The zone exits, it felt like climbing Mount Everest to clear their blue line at times, right? It's just this relentless Sisyphusian effort to get just the puck, let alone to carry some offense, let alone to carry the puck into the opposite end or even dump and chase or get a line change off.
Or what is it called when you the puck hits the goalie?
A shot. But so the zone exit part of it, nothing else happens without that. What's the fix there? Because, again, to me, this is what Carolina does.
And it's what Washington would like to do to Carolina.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me because these two teams do have the same type of MO, and one team exerted it yesterday and one team wasn't able to. So now you're asking for the fix. To me, they're going to spend a lot of time on how can we help specifically the six defensemen who have to go back, retrieve pucks on dump-ins. How can we help them, A, get to it quicker, B, see the outlet faster, C, make sure we get the damn thing outside the blue line. There were too many of these almost clears, failed clears last night. Those just wind up coming right back at you. The thing that I noticed, and it's different, guys, when I'm calling a game compared to just watching in the stands or watching in the studio like I was yesterday, it was so obvious to me how good Carolina's defensive six were. Slavin, Burns, Orloff, Chatfield, Walker, Gostisbehere, and specifically, they're the ones who help turn the heat up on you in the defensive zone. Yes, their forechecking forwards are relentless. I understand that. But the defenders take the boards away. They pinch down. They work in concert with either a winger or a center, and they just wrap you up. You feel like you're a mummy. And all you do, if you're Washington, and last night all you were doing was just flailing to try and get the puck out. To me, Danny, the fix is I need more guys deeper in the defensive zone. I need the passes to be quick and tight. And in a football parlance, I have to make somebody miss. I have to make somebody miss a tackle. I'm going to have to make somebody miss on a forecheck and move out of the zone as a unit. If they can keep five in the picture in all three zones, they do better. And that'll also help them when Carolina is operating off the rush, which, again, just watching from the stands and watching from upstairs, how smoothly they entered the zone, how cleanly they were able to do it, and then create their offensive opportunities as a result. Thank goodness for Logan. And if LT plays like that, you have a chance in every game in this series. It's why I thought the Caps would win a long series.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Series, to me, they bounce back, they figure things out tomorrow, and then you've got to figure out how in the world to get a win in Raleigh where the Canes are fantastic. But let's go one step at a time. Getting the puck out of the zone, it sounds so simple and so easy, but to me, that's the critical element tomorrow night.
Joe B, the puck possession speaks for itself. Ozone time was 33 and a half minutes to sub 17. Obviously, everyone's talked about the shot attempts, 94 to 34. But I was making the case earlier, I care less about that stat. Puck possession is the whole name of the game, that goes without saying analytically. But I care more about the high danger stuff and where the shots are and are they in the slot. When you actually look at those, I think they had seven slot shots. It was 14, which is too many, to 12 in terms of high danger chances. They gave up just 24, the lowest of any team in round one. But for me, I didn't think like Logan Thompson, while he was amazing and he was very sound and steady and made all the saves, it wasn't like he was sliding all over the place and making saves that are on number one on SportsCenter. I thought a lot of the attempts were kind of nothing burger attempts or got blocked. What do you make of that discussion where I care more about the high danger stuff. And I know the Caps view it that way, not just throwing pucks toward the net to get the attempt, but getting a quality attempt.
You and I are looking, Grand Danny, at the very same table, I think. It's a game one comparison. And to see shot attempts for Carolina nearing 100, I mean, that's scary, but that is their, that's their trend. If we're going to talk about quality versus quantity, quantity has always been Rod Brind'Amour's thought. Get it there, get screens there, tips, rebounds, deflections, force the goalie to maybe act too quickly and fumble a rebound or two and give us another opportunity to reset, as opposed to, I think, Washington for a number of years with the tremendously high-skilled players they've had in this lineup for many, many years. It's been about, you give us a good quality chance and we'll put it away. Okay, that you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to be especially economical in this series, because if Carolina keeps the puck in your end the way they've been doing it, if the possession time is so slanted, you're not going to get very many chances to beat Frederik Andersen. When you do, you have to put it away like Protas did last night. For me, I agree with you, Grant. There was a game earlier this season, and Spencer Carberry loves to point to it when he's asked about what kind of a gamer, what type of a big game, hungry, competitive atmosphere or personality that LT has. He refers to a regular season game in Montreal where there were four breakaways. I want to say three of them were in the third period alone. That wasn't what we were seeing last night. I agree with you. He didn't have to go crazy with phenomenal stops. He made a lot of really good ones, trust me. But there were post-hit. There were not breakaways. There were not a superhuman amount of odd man rushes against them. So in that sense, the game was closer than you thought. Where it felt so lopsided was, if you're a Caps fan, you're sitting there going, why am I just turning my head to the left? I never have to move back. It's just at one end of the ice the whole time. That was hard to figure out.
Face-offs, Joe B, it was 55-45, but it didn't feel that way. It felt like the Caps went like a dozen in a row at one point without getting one, and it just helped that Carolina relentless amount of possession in their offensive zone.
That's going to balance out over the course of a 4-5-6-7-game series. It's definitely going to. The tendencies for the center iceman, whenever I speak with Nick Dowd, whenever I speak with Dylan Strome, those guys, they all of them, Lars, Pierre-Luc Dubois, they all have a very, very good reference point, a book, if you will, on the other guy. And more often than not, who they are facing, they have a good counter move for what his favorite move is. So I don't think you're going to see it swing much more violently than probably 55-45 in any particular game. If it goes more lopsided than that, then it gets to be a little bit worrisome. More than anything, if you ask the Caps, they're going to ask for their wingers to be better, to be more helpful. If these are 50-50 pucks, you've got to win battles. And that's another thing that I thought I saw last night was, in so many times when the puck was available and it's you and me, it was you that was getting it too often, more often than me, and in Carolina's favor. Those 50-50 battles have to start coming back to Washington, and that can start at the dot. And that's, you know, a lot of coaches use this expression, you know, we don't face off just center against center. It's 5-on-5. And my wingers and my defenders have got to help me win that draw.
Joe B., great information. I look forward to watching you tomorrow. What time will you be in high definition on my television screen?
Well, I get to work the pre and the post tomorrow.
Oh, so look at you.
Begins, put you to work.
Everything begins on Monumental Sports Network at 6. We'll be breaking it all down and hopefully be a lot happier by the end of the evening than we were last night.
Is there a special sartorial bit of pep that you're going to have to put into this one, knowing that the boys need it?
At this time of the year, Danny, it's just about red ties. I can't tell you how many red ties I have. I don't know. It became a rite of passage or a superstition, I guess, in past playoffs. So once we get into the postseason, it's all red ties.
What's your over-under on tie number total?
In terms of?
Just how many, if you had to guess, yeah.
He's over 100.
Oh, my. Oh, 100. No, come on, boys. I've been doing this for a long time.
Who are you talking to, Rouillet?
Come on, Rouillet. Randy Douillet?
Randy Douillet.
No, there's a lot of ties to pick, 200? Boys.
200?
Oh, please, higher. Come on now.
Three ten.
Dude, I don't even want to. Let's not go there.
Just answer me this. I'll let it go.
Picture, you guys.
Please take a picture.
Is it a 4-digit number?
No.
Like how many days in a year?
365.
Could you go one a day?
Oh, way over that.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That's incredible.
How about pocket squares?
Oh my god, boys. Stop it already. Stop it already.
Joby, I've got 12. Like,
we'll say
how
over.
Many times 12?
We'll let him out on over.
You're going to laugh at me. I have, like, there's, like, two drawers of an entire, like, armoire that are just pocket squares.
I love
hundreds.
It. I love
it's scary.
It.
That is outstanding.
He has a great connect, too.
You remember MTV Cribs with the, you know, athletes and celebrities?
It's just one room in Joby's house.
I want to do something for Monumental where I just go out there and just go through his drawers, and he talks about, all of his pocket squares.
Guys, the problem is I need the home to match. I have the wardrobe, but I don't have the home to match.
Hey, couple more cups, and we'll get you that home. Joe B, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
See you, brother.
Keep your chins up, boys. We're going to do all right.
Yeah, game two tomorrow night for the Caps at home. Capital One Arena. All of our playoff coverage brought to you by Astrom Carpentry. For over 25 years, Astrom's been a trusted trade partner for the new home builders in the DMV. Specializing in full-service interior trim carpentry, they handle everything from supply to installation, turnkey and hassle-free. Contact Astrom.com today. Astrom, the home builders trade partner.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.